This is Earth Files, the award-winning news site with the latest updates in science, environment, and real X-Files. Podcasting in-depth reports beyond the 6 o'clock news by Emmy Award-winning journalist Linda Moulton Howe.
It was 2 years ago, on May 4th, 2007, that Coast to Coast AM webmaster Lex received an email from a Central California resident who called himself Chad. The email was about his photographing an odd dragonfly-shaped aerial object near his California home. A week later, Chad emailed some of his photographs dated May 6, 2007. In addition to the dragonfly-shaped body that had appendages sticking out from a large ring, there was another odd feature. Rising from the ring straight up into the air were slightly curved, thin wires that formed a tall, circular crown above the dragonfly body. Chad was worried about his family's safety and health after he saw the bizarre aerial object at least 8 times, he said, from his house and on hikes near his home, and heard a low electrostatic hum coming from it. Neighbors, he said, had also seen the unidentified aerial object. Other 2007 photographs of dragonfly-shaped aerial objects began to emerge between May and June from Lake Tahoe, Capitola, and Big Basin, California, all with appendages sticking out from a ring and the tall, thin wires extending high above. By June 17, 2007, I received a dozen paper photographs dated June 5, 2007, in mail at my post office. The new dragonfly drone looked more menacing and more complicated than the others. I had taken to calling the objects drones because eyewitnesses had the impression that the hovering craft were not manned. The dozen paper photographs at my post office were from a man who called himself Ty B. Ty explained he photographed the large dragonfly craft while bicycling with a group in the Big Basin Redwood Park near Saratoga, California. He said they all saw the dragonfly-shaped craft fade in and fade out 3 times above them. It was on the third fade-in that Ty was able to take 12 photos, which he mailed to me. After the June 2007 Big Basin craft photographs, other cases emerged in which eyewitnesses at least sketched odd aerial dragonfly-shaped aircraft. I produced a map at my news website, earthfiles.com, that shows the 15 regions now known in the United States in which 20 eyewitnesses have reported seeing a wingless aerial craft with antenna appendages hovering and moving like a dragonfly. The time span for these eyewitness sightings is 21 years, from 1987 to 2008. But no other 2007 photographs of the mysterious drones emerged until now. The date of the new photos goes back to Saturday, September 8, 2007. Not long after the Big Basin, California photographs. 49-year-old Rude Schmidt was camping for the weekend with his wife and family in Petten, Holland. For 18 years, Rude has worked as a therapist for the mentally handicapped in Lake Holland, and he likes to relax near water with a fishing rod. On September 8, 2007, around 1:30 p.m., he and his wife had walked to a small lake behind the camp to fish when he suddenly saw an object in the sky about a mile away, maybe 1,000 feet up. There was no sound that he and his wife could hear, and neither could figure out what they were seeing. Rude took a dozen digital images with his Nikon D50 camera and its 100 to 300 millimeter Sigma lens with autofocus. This was a camera he had purchased new in 2005. Rude told me that he took all the photographs in about 6 minutes.
We went to a camping in Petten, Holland.
How many of you went?
My wife, my 2 daughters, and my parents, and my sister, and my brother-in-law. All camping, just for a couple of days.
And so you're in Petten?
In Petten, yes.
Okay.
Me and my wife went fishing, That's behind the camping. There's a small water. We were fishing, and suddenly I saw something in the sky, and we didn't know what it was. So my wife said, why don't you take pictures of it? And I couldn't see what it was because it was just a black spot. And I have a camera, and I didn't have the spectacles. So I used my camera to see what it was. But that was very difficult because I didn't recognize it. So I took some pictures. I believe I took 12 pictures. And on the computer at home, we looked at it, and I didn't know what it was.
How far do you think the object was from you?
About 2 kilometers.
About a mile?
Yeah.
Okay. And about how high in the air do you think?
Just a guess. I think it was about 250 or 300 meters.
Okay. About 1,000 feet?
Yes.
Could you hear any sound?
No. We didn't hear any sound.
Not any normal aerodynamic?
No. Look like a spider. I'm very curious about it.
You saw it as a dark object in the sky. Did you keep watching it until what happened?
Now we were fishing. And when I took some pictures, we just keep on fishing. And once in a while, we looked up if it's still there. We didn't see it coming, and we didn't see it leaving. It was gone.
Well, after you had taken the 12 images on your Nikon camera, did you continue to watch it further with your eyes?
Yes, but we also went keeping on fishing.
So did it just disappear while you were watching it, or?
No, we didn't see it disappear. We were fishing, and we looked to the water, and we looked up, but then it was gone.
When you had your 12 images on your computer, did you ever ask any friends to come in and take a look at the photos to see if anybody could recognize it?
I have asked my brother-in-law, and I asked my father, and we are very septic people. I don't know what it is. Could be anything. We didn't have any answers, and so I left it. I thought, what to do with it? No, I did nothing. I let them on the computer.
How many of you saw this all at the same time?
Only me and my wife. The rest of the family was cooking.
And so you left those 12 images of the unknown in the sky until when on your computer?
Last year. Last year I spoke a friend, and he said maybe you have to post it on a website to ask for what it is. And I did. And I posted on, I think it was the wrong website. I posted on Dutch Nibiru website, just right in a forum. So last Monday, I thought what to do with the pictures, and I was cleaning up my PC. And last year, I also was a little bit interested in the UFO casebook, just for every day I look if there's something new. And I posted to the UFO casebook, and he said, I have to place it in a forum, and maybe somebody know what it is. And he did. And then you mailed me, and everybody mailed me. And if I knew what it would be, I don't know it again.
Well, if I understand, you had never heard of what we call the dragonfly drone phenomenon ever before.
No, not really.
Had you ever seen any of the photographs that I reported in 2007 and 2008 that look a bit like dragonflies in the sky?
No. When I posted on the UFO Facebook, there were many reactions. And there are many people who declare me something like a liar, and that's a little bit frustrating.
And that apparently has been provoked by some calculated misinformation campaign by people unknown in 2007 trying to paint the photos that emerged as being hoaxed, and that anybody who calls you a liar, they have been influenced exactly as wanted.
Right.
You took photographs of an object that you and your wife were watching while you were fishing.
Well, the object is there. But at the moment, we don't know what it is. And it could be anything. When people said to me, it's a balloon, all right, it's a balloon, it's a kite. It's all right, it's a kite. It's something with a camera. I don't know what it is. That's why I posted it.
If anyone has seen and or photographed a similar spider-shaped aerial object or one of the dragonfly-shaped aerial craft or drones, please email me at earthfiles@earthfiles.com. All requests for confidentiality are honored.
Thanks for listening to this Earth Files podcast from the edges of science, environment, and real X-Files. Go to www.earthfiles.com to see more than 1,000 Earth Files reports with photographs, drawings, and documents. And visit Earth Files every day, every week, for new reports and new podcasts. That's www.earthfiles.com.